Activity and exercise where we got to practice renewing our minds to become more like the mind of Christ. So I really want to really quickly share with y'all a little audio clip about what exactly that looks like. But before I do that, I'm going to hand out a few sheets of paper and some pens. Oh, you want to help?
Awesome.
And each of you will get one piece of paper, and when you get it, I want you to fold it. I can project. You can fold it in half, about like so, and then you can fold it in half again the other way. So you should end up with four squares on each side. Now, in each of, in two of the squares on one side of the paper and two of the squares on the other side of the paper, I want you to write down, one in each square, something that has been bothering you, something that has been pressing on your mind. And I want you to just think about what exactly has been working to keep you from having your mind to be renewed. or maybe areas where you have been struggling with renewing your mind in those areas? Yes, two things on each side. So there should be two squares that have writing in them and two squares that are empty on each side.
Okay. And you can write two things that... Can you repeat your instructions again?
Yeah.
Two things that what now?
Two things that have been bothering you, working on your mind, two areas of your life where you think your mind could be renewed. Just whatever helps you really to understand what exactly has been working on your mind and working on your heart.
Okay.
Same things? On each square?
Same instructions, but four different things. So two on the front, two on the back.
Sorry.
Would you like an example?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'd say, coworkers at work would be right here, and then another category here, and then I'd flip it over and then put two more. So that there's a total of four with two on each side. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the two on that side and the two down here.
So it's going to be four things total that we need to work on.
Right. So y'all can keep writing, and don't worry, nobody else has to see anything that you're writing. So it's just entirely for your own benefit, but I'm going to go ahead and play an audio clip for y'all to listen to and kind of meditate on while you're writing down your ideas. Y'all hear that?
You end up having talks to everybody during the course of the meal. Brilliant. So, again, six courses, it's going to take us 3 or 4 hours. Yeah?
I got some speakers out there.
Yeah, so one of these types of meals.
Go get them. We want to really capture that. He's going to get his speakers.
Okay.
Gotcha. So, while you're doing that, just release a prayer over.
Absolutely. Father God, I thank you for each and every one of these people who have come out to hear your word today, to fellowship with one another and to fellowship with you. Lord, you are amazing, and you are so much more than we could possibly imagine. You are more precious than silver.
Yes.
You are more beautiful than diamonds.
Amen.
Thank you for always being with us. And thank you so much for sending your spirit to us, that you would never leave. Thank you for being the one we can depend on.
Yes.
To never leave us or forsake us.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for being the truth.
Yes.
That we can renew our minds with.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. You are wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Lead us today, and as we go about our weeks, help us to remember your word, your truth, and your life, in guiding us in the renewing of our minds to be conformed to your image, so we may know what is good and pleasing and perfect in your eyes.
Amen.
Party with some friends and strangers. It's a European style meal, 16 people at an oblong table, and each course you move two places to the left, so you end up having talk to everybody during the course of the meal. It's brilliant. So we had six courses. It's going to take us 3 or 4 hours. Yeah. So I was in one of these types of meals, which is what I've grown up in. And I was talking to a woman who had just got her dream job. And she's really excited, you know, it's ideal companies, great pay, brilliant reputation, great training package, so excited, worked all my life, you know, to get this kind of job. And I said, wow, you must be delighted. And she said to me, well, actually, I'm extremely fearful. So I feel sick, I feel anxious. I feel paranoid that I won't be good enough. You know, I've had a fear of failure all my life. And you can see it etched on my face. I'm extremely fearful. So I said, huh, well, what if you're not? What if you're not extremely fearful? What if you're just apprehensive? That's normal, right? New job, new people. It's normal to be apprehensive. Will you fit in? All that kind of stuff. What if you're not extremely fearful? What if you're just apprehensive? And she thought about it. You know, an intelligent woman. She's sitting there and she's thinking. And she's going, huh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's right. Yeah. I'm apprehensive. Yeah, it's okay to be apprehensive. Oh, thanks. I'm really glad I talked to you about it. I said, so you're apprehensive? She said, yeah. I said, but what if you're not?
All right, so I'm just going to pause it right there, and as I continue to play the audio, I want y'all to think about what you wrote down. Mm-hmm. And in the squares opposite or underneath, the empty squares left on your paper, I want you to start thinking about ways that you could renew your thinking about those areas. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about, well, what if you're not? What if instead of there being trouble at work, mm-hmm. this is an opportunity for you to show the love of God? Mm-hmm. What if instead of this conflict that you seem to have, this is an opportunity for you to learn from it yourself and maybe guide somebody else along the way? Mm-hmm. So I want y'all to think about that, and feel free to start writing things down in the empty squares left on your paper as I continue to play.
What if you're a little anxious, but you're also intrigued? She said, what do you mean? I said, it's a great company, right? You said so yourself. These are professional people, they're not idiots. They must have seen something in you that they thought was worthy of giving you the job. They must be excited about you joining the company. Great training, great support. Everything's right there for you. So, you know, sounds great to me. So what if really, you know, you're just a little anxious, but you're really intrigued about what God's going to do? And she went, huh. Yeah. Yeah, it is a great company. And you're right, they're the best of the best, the great, they're best in their first in their field. And they wouldn't appoint an idiot. Yeah, they must have seen something in me. Yeah. And a little anxiety is okay, but it's just, yeah. Yeah, but I'm really intrigued now. So I said, so you're just a little anxious, but mostly intrigued. She said, yeah, I think so. I said, cool. What if you're not? What if you're mildly nervous, but really excited? It's your dream job. God was with you in the interview, so he's going to be with you in the job. It's his dream job too. It's the one that he's wanted to give you. It's the one that he's been working in all your training and development and your employment history. He's been pushing you towards this place. This is his dream job as well. He's really excited. So you've got his promise to you in the circumstances. So you can be excited about what God will do for you. What if you're just mildly nervous, but really excited? And now she's like hopping up and down on her seat, saying, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I almost never think like this. This is amazing. I'm so glad I talked to you. I see it. I get it. I see it. I'm mildly nervous. I'm really excited about this job. I can't wait to start. I said, so you're mildly nervous, and you're really excited. She said, yeah. I said, but what if you're not? What if you're quietly confident and really joyful? So, God has proved his presence, right? He's proved his presence at the interview. This is his dream job. He's given you an ideal company to work for who will absolutely bring out the best that he sees in you. What if he is quietly confident in his own ability to make you astonishing? And what if he's really joyful about the prospect of doing so? And she sat there and she looks at me. And she smiled. And her whole face changed. She said, yeah. That's going to be my identity from now on. Confidence with joy. That's the new me. 17 minutes is all it took to move her from extremely fearful to confidence with joy. That's the new me. 17 minutes.
Good.
That is the art of thinking brilliantly. That's the mind of Christ. That's what it means about being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ooh. 17 minutes.
That's powerful. Amen. Mm-hmm. That is really powerful, Stephen. Stephen, may I ask who is that?
That's Graham Cook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's done a lot of little teachings like that.
Oh, that is super. Mm-hmm. That really gets you to think about what is mm-hmm. a renewed mind.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Is that on YouTube right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although we're kind of running out of time here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was powerful right there alone.
Oh, yeah.
Graham Cook.
Yes, ma'am. So maybe you were extremely fearful walking in here today, or... If you had something on your mind that's just been pestering you, I challenge you to ask yourself, what if you're not?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Enjoyed that.
Amen, Stephen, super.
Yep, that gets some on my mind. I appreciate that, buddy. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Father, with this awesome word. And Father, Lord, we always need to have our minds renewed, Father, closer and closer to you, being more filled, Father, every single day. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for this awesome word. And I bless this food, Lord, nourish my body, Lord, so we can continue to serve you, Father, our true King, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That was awesome. Let's just give him another hand.